people doing amazing things. And we have a charity called the Friendship Project, which is celebrating 35 years of helping young people in the area. We've spoken about it before. Let's find out how they've been coping during the pandemic. Fiona Roche joins me now, who's the Warwick District Coordinator for the Friendship Project for Children. Good morning to you, Fiona. Thank you for joining us. So 35 years of the Friendship Project. That's a heck of an achievement, isn't it?
Yes, good morning. Lovely to speak to you. Yes, it is. We're a small charity, so to have managed to keep going for 35 years is incredible. And also to keep going through this last year has been a really big challenge. So we're pleased to be getting towards the end of this part and being able to start to see our younger children and friends again.
This is seeing people is what this is. Can you explain to us how the Friendship Project works?
Yes, it's a befriending charity. So the volunteer is matched up with the child, so they have similar interests. And then they do a weekly outing to go out, go to the park, go to the cinema, go swimming, whatever they want to do, really. And it's a bit of time out of the house, away from problems that are going on at home, perhaps. And it's just a lovely friendship. They haven't been able to do this over the lockdowns. They've had to do it remotely. So we've had these pen pal friendships that have grown, which has been lovely. So they've been writing to each other, doing video calls, and keeping in touch.
So keeping in touch is the hardest part of this, isn't it? Because sometimes it doesn't work unless it's face-to-face. That must have been so frustrating for everybody involved.
Yeah, it's been really challenging. Some volunteers and children have found it easier than others. So others have maybe just said, you know, we'll wait till we can actually get out of lockdown and then we are going to be seeing you, because they don't like communicating remotely. You know, the children aren't used to having telephone calls and stuff like that. So, but they are keeping in touch to let them know that they are going to be seeing them and taking them out when they can. And I think that's the really important message, is that, you know, we're there for them even during this difficult time.
See, the kids that help with charity are often vulnerable, aren't they? And having that sort of the stability of an adult friend is vital.
Yeah. Our volunteers are amazing. They commit to a minimum of 6 months volunteering, but generally go on for years and years after that. And I know you're going to be speaking to Judy in a minute, who's been with us for 14 years, I think. So, it is a commitment, but it's very rewarding, as she'll let you know. So the more volunteers we can try and attract to the Friendship Project, the better for the whole of Warwickshire. And this year, being our 35th anniversary, we're trying to really raise our social media presence. So if any of your listeners want to go on there and follow us on the Friendship Project, we've got an Instagram page, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter. So please do follow and like us.
Well, let's have a word with Judy. Bear with us. If you could lurk about, Fiona, for just a sec. Let's have a word with Judy, who is a volunteer and has been for 14 years. So the minimum commitment is 6 months, but 14 years, you're a stayer.
Yes, I am. I don't give up on anything much.
Well, congratulations. Why did you decide to volunteer?
To be honest, it came at a time in my life when I'd suffered a fair amount of loss. Both my kids left home. I got a divorce and my dad died and then my mum died. So I had quite a bit of more time on my hands. I went to a fundraiser for the Friendship Project and picked up the leaflet and thought, oh, I like kids. They're such good fun. I thought maybe I could do this. So I applied and got my younger friend, and we've had an absolute ball. It's been wonderful. I still see her, but I've got another younger friend now, because we support children from the ages of 6 to 17. And she's 19 now, but I still have a lot to do with her. It's been brilliant. It's helped me with my well-being, both physically and mentally. I've met and made loads of new friends, got to go and see all the new releases for children in the cinema.
Yes.
You know, we've been swimming, museums, National Trust properties, we've et out and taken a horse ride in. And it's been wonderful for me, to be honest. It's a positive feeling to make a contribution to society and to a child's life. And both of us have benefited so much. My younger friend was able to experience things that she wouldn't have otherwise had the opportunity to. She was bullied at school, and they didn't have a car, so it was great for her to come out with me in my car into the countryside. Her confidence has grown, and she's become a mentor at the Father's Youth Ranch, where we used to go horse riding before this last year, which helps children with autism, and she goes there now and helps. You know, now she's older, so it's been fabulous, to be honest.
Goodness breeds goodness. That's just how it works. But it does, because it can be quite daunting establishing relationships with younger people, can't it? So I mean, how does that work? Does it go on a kind of instinct? Do you need to have been a parent? Do you think?
No, not necessarily. But you've definitely got to like children. But we try very hard to match well. So it's finding out the interests of the child and then the interest of the older friend. So if they like going outside, or they maybe prefer craft, or, you know, so we try to make sure that they've got to both enjoy what they're doing. And it is daunting when you first meet the child. You're quite nervous. I can remember it to this day now, but the family made me so welcome, and my younger friend really wanted to go out. She had three siblings that were very noisy, and still are, I think, and so it was her time, which is what she wanted. So I used to go every week, every week for about 2 hours, something like that. Depends where we used to go, really.
What did she need from you that she couldn't get from her peers and the family that she had?
Continuity, I think, because I would say, right, we're going to go to the park next week. Do you want to go? And yeah, and I'd always turn up, no matter what was happening within the family circle. I would always be there. And also, it was peace for her, because it was just me and her. And we used to talk a lot in the car. So she'd tell me what was going on at school and stuff like that. So she could speak to me about anything if she wanted to. And she trusted me, I think that's what it had. But to be honest, we get on great. She's been fabulous. It's been a great opportunity to know her and the family.
Yeah, I bet it has. It's so difficult, isn't there, in households? Quite often there is a lot of noise. It's very difficult to break through the noise and feel like you're being heard, I guess. And that was the opportunity to do that. I mean, clearly it's something you enjoy, Judy, and you advocate it for anybody else, provided
they
like children. I don't get people that don't, to be honest. I think kids are blooming ace. They're so much
they're
fun.
Innocent, and they just live in the moment, which is a breath of fresh air when you're out with them. We've had such good fun, you know, lots of laughter, far more laughter than anything else. So yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's been one of the best things I've ever done.
Judy, you're a superstar. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. And Fiona, who's the district coordinator for the Friendship Project, that must be music to your ears, hearing how much Judy's got out of this. Is Judy typical of the people that come with you?
Judy is amazing. And we do have really lovely volunteers who come forward and volunteer their time. So it is important that they get something out of it as well. You know, it needs to be rewarding for the volunteer, especially if they, you know, Judy put 14 years into it. She wouldn't have been able to do that if she hadn't been able to get some benefit herself. It needs, and that's where we're there to support. So if there are any problems or issues, we're always there to help sort them out, because it's not always smooth, There's, you know, little ups and downs and bumps along the way sometimes, as is, you know, as we have
it. It's a relationship. If you're forming a friendship with anybody, there's going to be bumps. And yeah. I guess with young people, there will be too. It's an incredible project. I bet you can't wait for everything sort of to be lifted. I bet the kids can't too, so they're able to resume these really important friendships and relationships. Presumably, you're still looking for volunteers. If anybody would like to volunteer, what's the best place for them to do? Where should they go?
Yeah, if they want to go onto our website, which is the Friendship Project for Children, there's a contact number on there, there's an email. Get in contact with us and we'd be very happy to talk through with them what's involved. And we'd just love to have spread the word and get as many volunteers as possible.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Fiona Roush, and also Judy Sims from the Friendship Project for Children. If